The Federal Communications Commission is investigating radio station WNEW in New York and its owner, Infinity Broadcasting. The commission may discipline the organizations for something they allowed on the air. I should be outraged. In this business, we all have a stake in asserting that broadcasters, from Bill O'Reilly to Howard Stern to David Duke, wherever he is, ought to be free to say whatever they please, however it may ever offend. I am prepared to be outraged if the station loses its license, but for the moment I wouldn't mind seeing Infinity Broadcasting squirm a little. The investigation is occasioned by a duo of self-declared shock jocks, Opie Hughes and Anthony Cumia, who last week aired a live account of a couple who claimed to be having sex in a vestibule of St. Patrick's Cathedral. Maybe it was all the flickering candles. The so-called broadcasters have since been fired. The so-called lovers, Brian Florence and Loretta Lynn Harper, have been charged with public lewdness. They were trying to win a contest that Opie and Anthony called Sex for Sam. The couple who has sexual relations in the riskiest place wins a trip to the Sam Adams Brewery. Who says this buds for you? Infinity fired Opie and Anthony this week with a righteous flourish, but Infinity could never have believed that Opie and Anthony were McNeil and Lair. Opie and Anthony had been fired from their last jobs in Boston for broadcasting an April Fool's Day prank in which they said that the mayor of Boston had been killed in a car crash. Infinity must have known that the men they were paying millions of dollars to fill drive time were not funny, clever, or even creatively outrageous. They were the audio equivalent of a car wreck. Ugly, but impossible to pass by. Now, the FCC has never revoked a broadcaster's license for indecency. The odds are good that Infinity will survive this flurry with nothing worse than some unflattering clippings. Opie and Anthony will probably be hired at least once more by someone else because they may be jerks, but famous ones. Brian Florence and Loretta Lynn Harper will have to stand trial. Now, public lewdness is the kind of nasty little charge that could haunt the couple if they ever wanted to be teachers, buy a house, or adopt a child. But they will be on their own in court. Infinity requires that everyone who participates in their contests agrees not to hold the company responsible for any claims or liabilities. So Infinity will eagerly employ cranks who lure people into doing something stupid. Then they cower behind those liability forms when trouble develops, as if telling their audience, it's your fault for listening.
Don't you love the farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here.